Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Hi, so I have a apparently a transaction with you guys that wasn't authorized, and it was actually a pretty expensive payment, and there was apparently tracking info, but I never received a package from you guys. So I was charged and never received the product, even though I didn't authorize the product to be bought in the first place because it was a scam.
Yes, I'm gonna take a look at that for you. Let's take a look here. Alrighty, how's your day going?
I mean, pretty bad. I was scammed out of a lot of money.
So I have an account here. Can you verify the first and last name?
Ella Burchett,
Thank you. And your address?
1001 Farrell Lane, Terrell, Texas, 75160.
Thank you. I selected an account for keto acid supplements in the cleanse. It does show that the account has been placed in chargeback. This normally occurs after a dispute has been filed with your financial institution, and they came out to verify that the charge was valid. They contacted us, and
Oh
apparently,
yeah, no. I just called them. I got off the phone with them, and I'm really mad. I'm changing banks about that because I did not verify this transaction, and I know that they say it's good and good to go because they contacted you guys. They only approved it because they contacted you guys, and you guys had the right information. You guys are the ones who scammed me, and they gave me your guys' phone number.
yes,
Yes, see, my bank only approved it.
yes, now, well, I do apologize about that. I know at this time we won't be able to issue a refund due to the chargeback. I do know that sometimes banks will give you the charge back if you call your like the actual branch that you actually deal with on an everyday basis.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you say I bought, by the way?
Yes, ma'am. So I do know that we can't issue a refund at this time due to the chargeback, but if you go to the bank that you like deal with like on an everyday basis, sometimes if you talk to them and let them know that you did not authorize the $92.90, sometimes they'll give that charge back to you. It just really depends on your financial institution.
But what did you? You guys said you shipped it to me, right? It was shipped to this address.
Yes, ma'am. It was delivered on the 22nd of March.
Yeah, you see, it wasn't. That's a scam because I did not get it. It's an alpha muscle like protein powder or something. I don't use that. Do I use alpha muscle protein powder or something? No, I don't. And okay, I never received a product from you guys, so you guys took my money, and I never ever got a product from you guys. And also, it said I was charged by my account information, not directly by my card. Like, you guys had my bank information.
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, unfortunately, at this time, I won't be able to do anything due to the chargeback on your account.
Do I just have one charge from you guys?
Yes, ma'am, for $92.90. And then the
Yeah,
$14, then the $14.15, which was for shipping and handling.
yeah, exactly. I didn't order from you guys, and I'm really trying to tell you this. So when can I get a refund from you guys? Because I didn't buy your product, and I'm not happy you guys scammed me. So
Yes, no, unfortunately, you wouldn't be able to get a refund from our company due to the chargeback. It's totally up to your financial institution now. It is currently out of our hands due to our refund.
no. My bank told me to call you guys and settle this with you guys. So no, this is your guys' problem. Do you guys scam a lot of people? Because I don't know why you guys would do this and how you even got my information. Because I have never even once been on your guys' website before I got an email for fraud.
All right, Mel, could you hold for one moment, please?
I've been on hold with you guys. I mean, I just want to get through this because I've never been on your guys' website. I never filled out any information for you guys. I don't use protein, anything. I don't use Alpha Muscle. I don't use your guys' products. And if you guys have a picture proving you guys dropped off and delivered a product, then I will lay off. But you guys do not have proof that you delivered it, I don't think. Like, who'd you go through? Who shipped and handled it, you know?
I'm still here, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So I do apologize about, you know, about the 9290. Unfortunately, at this time, there's nothing that we can do with the 9290. Due to the chargeback on your account, you would need to call and talk with your bank.
Okay, you aren't understanding. I already did. And what do you mean at this time? Can I call back in a few days and get my refund? Or?
No, ma'am.
So what do you mean at this time I can't get my refund?
There's a chargeback on your account, ma'am. So we're
no,
not able.
No, they're taking that away.
Yeah, so
because
unfortunately.
They approved it because they called you guys. You guys are the ones who gave them all the correct information that made it seem legit. When I want to see proof that you guys dropped off the package. I want to see a picture of the package because I never ordered it. I've never, ever been on your guys' website. I don't think you're understanding, but you guys sell a lot of products, some girl said. You guys sell quite a few products. And when I called you guys, it wasn't for the product I called for. So it was Alpha Muscle. And also on that website, it's only a bank transfer. It apparently was shipped to here. That's why it's a scam, because there was no product. There was no product. Oh, yeah, we have a secure box. We have a secure gate. We live on a ranch. We have a box at the front of the gate where it is dropped into it. Nobody gets into it. So if there was a packet,
all right, ma'am.
There wasn't.
You still there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So unfortunately, ma'am, at this time, you would need to contact your bank. There's nothing that we can do.
I already contacted my bank. No, they told me to settle this with you guys. So you can call my bank if you want, but they told me to settle it with you guys. You guys scammed me. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here, okay? So, again, ma'am, unfortunately, there's nothing that we can do at this time. Thank you for calling customer care.
No, don't hang up on me, okay? You need to refund my money because you scammed me. So don't you dare hang up on me.
Yes,
you need to face what you guys did. You guys scammed me. You took almost $100 of my money. Well, actually, you did with shipping and handling all that. That a product I never received, never wanted, nor looked for.
Yes, ma'am. Well, unfortunately, at this time, I mean, there's nothing we can do. You would need to contact your bank.
At this time, you guys can't do anything at this time, apparently, but I asked. Well, once I get the charge back, like you said, or something, can I call back and get my money back from you guys, because you guys scammed me. I never got a product.
No, ma'am, you wouldn't be able to because you disputed the charges with your financial institution.
Okay, they already finalized that because they called you guys. You're probably the person that talked to them. Bonzo, come on.
Yes, ma'am, well, I do apologize. There's nothing that we can do.
Okay, no, that makes no sense. Hey, Dad, what can I do? They're saying there's nothing they can do at this time. It was an Alpha Muscle something, and they're saying they delivered it to us. Was there anything in the box?
No, tracking number. Tracking
yeah, do you guys have a tracking number you could give me? I know it probably says delivered, but I would like to see a picture of this package. Like almost all companies do, they take a picture and show you that they delivered your package to prove it. So I would like to see that, because if you guys don't have that, then I want my refund.
All right, ma'am. Well, I do want to apologize, you know, for all the misunderstanding and everything about the account and about the chargeback. Unfortunately, there's nothing that we can do. I do have other customers.
You're saying that, and you're the supervisor, and you guys
yes,
get my
ma'am.
Money. So there is something you guys can do.
Yes, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. So I do have other customers that I will need to get to, so I will be having to release the line. Thank you for calling customer care.
Oh, my gosh, they're hanging up on me. No, she didn't give me a tracking number. I want the tracking number from you guys. If you guys honestly did send it, I